Alaska wildlife troopers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service seized 21 nets and more than 1,000 pounds of salmon along the Kuskokwim River yesterday. They also handed out 33 citations to fishermen protesting the subsistence king salmon closures. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes got out on the river and spoke with some residents as they fished.
It's a windy day on the Kuskokwim near the village of Nabuskiak, but it doesn't keep local Yupik fishermen from net fishing for king salmon.
Nice!
Teddy pulls a large king salmon over the side of his small aluminum boat. He doesn't want to give his last name because he's fishing illegally. The river has been closed to fishing with salmon nets for the past week.
I sat around long enough wondering when we'll get fish. Today's the day.
Teddy, like other Yupik men, has dozens to provide for. There are his five children, his sister's five children, community elders, and widows. And then there's families who can't fish because they lost a family member, and Yupik tradition requires a year of grieving with no river activities.
You know, we're the kind of people that prepare, you know, mostly for winter living. And summer's the only time we gather a whole lot while we can. Because this is ours, the whole thing is our store, our Walmart, our supermarket. They close that, it's like not going to the store for a week.
Putting up fish for the winter isn't easy. There are many factors that are dependent on run timing and weather. What is certain, say subsistence fishers, is that it must happen at the right time.
If the fishes are passed, they won't come back and around here to Kuskokwim. I'm out of Kuskokwim around here.
Noah Akoviak lives in Nabuskiak, but is originally from another coastal village. He was fishing along the same riverbank as Teddy. Protest fishing was happening all along the Kuskokwim. Akoviak and elders in other villages encouraged their younger men to go fish for their families.
Because that's our life to eat the king salmon since I born. I didn't born for the quite people foods, but not apple or candy or something like that.
Back in Teddy's boat, he brought in five kings and several more red or sockeye salmon after a few drifts.
Yeah. I think we got our limit for now. Can't put too much work on my lady.
Teddy's wife and other women in his family will be responsible for processing the salmon. They will decide which fish get eaten immediately, shared, or saved for drying. The dried fish must be cut up, hung on drying racks, and then moved to a smokehouse. With favorable weather and careful monitoring, it takes a few weeks. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.